Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, baby.
I had to ask for it, though. Talking about Adam Page.
You heard right, stud.
Damn it, son. Bring back disco and roller skating for one weekend. I want to go experience that.
God, bring back sticks.
Did they leave? Or did we just forget about them?
They're good.
Like when a restaurant closes down, everybody's like, oh, this sucks. When's the last time you went?
I know. Keep hearing about the one.
I know. It's like,
it's like,
seriously,
a death in the family.
When'd you go last time? I hate when people do that. Oh, that sucked.
Oh, no. How much did you order?
You didn't support. That's what happens. If everybody went back in time 10 years and said, hey, let's support this place, they'll stay in business.
That's why we don't have Central Park, Checkers. They're all gone.
Central Perk. What was Central Park? Yeah.
It was a burger joint. There was only a couple of them. Maybe three tops. It was like
there were four tops,
but it was only a drive-through. You couldn't go in.
Man, was that over there near the Starbucks on near 291?
I don't know where it was in Greenville. There was an Anderson and an Easley.
They sold like little tiny cheeseburgers, like Crystal Burgers, but even worse.
A little bit bigger. Oh, they were good.
Is that possible?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Central Park was good.
You'd be thinking of somewhere different. So I have to ask, and again, could I Google this and get the answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Join me on my journey. Did they find any of them monkeys yet? Because that happened right before the weekend where, was it 40-something monkeys escaped from what is called a medical testing facility in South Carolina?
Yeah. 50 miles north of Savannah.
43 of them. In a city where Paige grew up, I'll tell you. Maybe she knows. Did you work at the animal testing facility when you were a young child?
I was a baby. I was an employable.
The last thing was said about it, 43 of them escaped. It's almost like they escaped, so they were like being held without their will.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the rhesus macaque monkeys?
Is that how you say it?
I think it's how you say the last word.
It sounds like something, a special Halloween candy you get only at Spencer's.
But no, the rhesus macaques.
I think for the latest update, I heard that 25 of the 43 have been recovered.
Recovered how, though? Because we're talking about South Carolina. They like instructed people to lock their doors and windows because these monkeys who were held without their permission escaped.
And they say they're about the size of domestic house cats.
I thought we didn't test things on animals anymore. Like, I thought that was the big global initiative. We don't want to have a big carbon footprint and don't test things on animals.
Didn't you mention this a few weeks ago?
That there was a monkey facility?
There was, yeah.
There was a monkey island the coast of South Carolina, but it's a different thing. I didn't know that there was a monkey island in South Carolina off the coast.
And you're wondering what happened and how they escaped.
Do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
Well, somebody.
Did they dig a hole under the wall?
No, it's happened to many people that have had dogs. There was a caretaker at the facility who accidentally left a door open and the monkeys walked out.
Well, it doesn't sound like an escape. They just walked out.
They bolted out the door.
Well, I wonder if they waited for one to go to see if he would come back or nothing would happen.
He probably did he went out and got out in the woods. He's like,
how smart are these monkeys?
Well, they
all right. So what they do in this facility, it's not like, you know, they're saying that they're all AIDS monkeys, which is.
Who said that?
I saw that on the internet. Okay. So what they do in this facility.
Oh, my God.
Is they do vaccine development and experimental surgical procedures, which is very cruel.
What in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Smiling faces, beautiful places, dissecting monkeys.
This makes me sad.
Yeah, but.
But I mean, isn't it?
Well, watch Faces of Death 3.
Would you give one back? I don't.
That's what I want to say. Like, they said they'd set traps and stuff to catch them, but the ones that they got, did they just go catch them or were they taken? You know what I mean?
They say they were returned, I think, in a couple stories, but what does that mean?
Maybe people called the authorities and said, I found one of these escaped violent monkeys in the trees. So
I don't think I would.
Lock your door, hide your babies.
They said lock the doors and windows, so don't come out. But then I just wonder if a couple of boys, you know, said,
well, how would you?
Let's get in the truck. I got a monkey suit.
You think they're angry monkeys?
I got some monkey corn.
I don't think they were, right? I don't think they were wild as far as like.
I don't know what kind of rhesus macaque is.
And why do you just leave a door open and all these monkeys escape, though? It's like.
That was an accident.
It's odd.
That was definitely on purpose.
It says here, now, I don't know if you're on the same thing. Back in 2016, 19 monkeys escaped then, but they were captured and returned within 6 hours.
Well, maybe the monkeys.
I wonder if that was the same guy.
Need to be freed because they. Are unhappy.
Would you give one back if you?
No.
Like, do
I don't
you?
Know if I would.
Oh, you mean like keep it as a little pet?
Yeah, like it comes up to your place and it's like, you know, cool.
It depends on what they were testing on them.
Like. I've always wanted a monkey.
You know anybody that has a monkey? Like, I kind of looked into it.
I've had one on my back for years.
You can't
own one, right? Not in. God, what do I? I don't know. Can you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's all the rules that change with everything else. I'm sure that's a thing now, too. As long as it's like a sympathy pet or whatever you call that.
As long as he doesn't have anger issues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, chimpanzees can bite someone's face off.
Well, yeah, that one in Connecticut was Xanax, though.
Yeah, it got into the woman's Xanax. I thought it was Florida. Was it Connecticut?
Yeah, it was Connecticut.
Ripped her face off.
So what happens when, let's say they get them, well, they don't even have to get them all back. When are they going to start asking questions? Or is it going to go away?
I want to know them now. Like, what are they, what kind of, I mean, not, I'm known to get conspiratorial sometimes, but like, what is the.
What are you finna do with these monkeys?
Like, we know, like, a lot of the major thing, you know, like, we got BMW and we got a bunch of other stuff here. Like, I feel like we should know that. We're lifelong residents. We should know that. Paige, it's your birth city.
Yes, it is.
Do you keep up with any old friends down there?
I don't have any friends down there.
Well.
Are they taking their DNA to? Look, as far as we know, the ones that did escape were pretty much unscathed. So whatever, they weren't growing stuff on them, I guess. Maybe they took their DNA and.
828 area code, suck it. They escaped on Wednesday. They couldn't have voted on Tuesday. Suck it. I know how you voted, obviously. You can buck Fiden. How about that?
Plus, we weren't here when they were all like, this has been going on for a few days. So some have come and gone back since then, but yeah, they haven't gotten all of them.
They were very young little monkeys, and they weigh less than my Chihuahua. They were 6 and 7 pounds.
But they are smart. I've seen monkey shines. We've all seen it.
Well, certain.
They're mimics.
Certain breeds of them are. Some of them are like, you know, they're not all smart. I mean, it's like people. Wow. So
this is true.
This has been so why would that not have to be like legislated? I guess it is. We just didn't maybe ask.
I had no clue about this place. Now, did people that like from around there, did they know about this place?
No kidding. Now they do.
Well, the name of the, do you know the name of the facility? It's the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center.
I never heard of it, but that makes it sound like it's a well-known, like...
Alpha Genesis makes it sound like it'd be like a villainous movie. Yes.
But then again, I didn't know there was a secret research facility in Rosman. You know, it may or may not still be active.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is Yamassee? Is that how you say it?
It's on the coast.
Okay.
It's not too far from Savannah.
Did you ever hang out near Yamassee, Paige?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
You know, when I was in Buford, I was on the base. We lived there for less than a year.
Yeah, they don't let you leave the base unless you're going to fight somebody.
Well, I didn't live on the base. My dad was there.
And she was very docile back then.
I was the baby.
Wow.
I did whatever they told me to do.
So they do non-human primate biological products, including plasma, blood,
tissue samples. Do you know how much money is in plasma?
Dude, I don't know. Are they cloning monkeys
in plasma
for people with pet monkeys?
So much money in plasma that when you go somewhere and they only pay you $50 for it, they are making a lot of money off plasma.
Who are they selling it to? Rosicrucians?
I don't know.
You need plasma for
like your homo goblins and whatever.
Because that's the fluid.
Hemo.
That's what it is. What are they? Okay, so are they taking the monkey DNA and then trying to, you know, I don't think they're trying to make other monkeys with it. Maybe they are. But
they're trying to start evolution over.
I feel like this place is going to get closed down at some point. Or at least thoroughly checked out.
Or that's what's going to, like, that's like how Planet of the Apes is going to start.
What, they're
like Caesar?
Two of them they didn't get back. And they went and lived in a tree and, like,
hooked up. Started their own race, which has already
Florence,
started.
South Carolina. Not too close to the coast, but close enough. And they started a little family. And then you had some good old boy out there messing around in the woods. Ain't got laid in a while. Well, next thing you know, Planet of the Apes.
You know they're not going to get them all back. They're just not. So either maybe a couple had passed away or somebody kept them.
Somebody would keep them, for sure.
I would keep them.
But could you?
I would not. These have been already messed with medically.
But you know they're chipped. They're going to come get them.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a very good question. Why were they not? I mean, for people, no. I don't want that to happen. Not even kids. I think that's insane. But nevertheless, for a monkey, yeah. I mean, you do them with dogs and cats and stuff. Would they not have been chipped?
What is cooing? It said they were cooing other monkeys.
I mean, it's like trying to get them to get down, right? Cooing?
Funky monkeys.
No, like sex.
No.
I don't like, oh, hey, we're out here and you're in there. Look at us.
We out here. We out here for it. You up? You up? You up?
Yeah, I don't know if... But how much... If that many got out, how many do they have left?
Does anybody know anybody that used to work there or still does? They can be anonymous. I want to find out that. That's incredible to me.
Do you have a monkey? Like, how much upkeep is it?
Their main... Oh, wow. Okay, I ain't even going to say that because that come off wrong.
Are they just... I would think
their number one client's Asia. Okay.
They're just in a big cage so they can all escape.
Yeah, but are we creating the next thing here?
God. Are we working with China as far as, you know, DNA extraction from animals go and then biological testing?
Because if you can, what didn't they, now tell me I didn't dream this. Did they not grow a human ear on a pig one time or something?
It was a rat, right?
A rat, okay.
A lab rat.
Oh, my God.
They grew a human ear on a lab rat.
But you can't do that anymore, right? Well, you wouldn't need
to,
actually.
They say. He's supposed to open up time portals either.
They used to grow human nuts on snails.
I don't think so.
That's an episode of South Park, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the microwave. All right. This is full of crap. This person trying to act like they know somebody. You're trying to...
I can't wait to see what else...
Trying to goat me.
I can't wait to see what else comes out about this place.
It's kind of depressing.
No, it's just like, it's just wild.
But you know, you have to test medicine before you give it to people. I understand that. I'm not being heartless
on
people.
Like this says, Alpha Genesis provides the highest quality non-human primate products. What does non-human primate product mean?
Are we talking about like facial cleansers and stuff like that?
Oh, man.
Do they use them for that?
Yikes. I heard that about horse stuff.
There's a whole farm of maggots where they study those too. Maggots everywhere.
Say it again so I didn't think you said. All right. 1-800-774-0093. Also, at some point, we need to get to, did I screw up pigskin pics? At some point, if, you know, if y'all just want to push it, ask her to do, I mean, whatever. There's much to be fixed and talked about today. It is The Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get The Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream The Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is The Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise. The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. Rise. Guys.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. You know what? The only way I could respond to this text like privately, but I'm going to do it verbally because my fingers are tired. I realize that apes and monkeys are two different things, but I mean, you don't ever know. Planet of the Monkeys, then. How about that? Does that make you feel better? It could be wild.
You know, this is not really related, but it's a trend I've seen that a lot of people are into. Do you know what a gorilla sectional is? It's a sectional couch, but the back of it is a gorilla with his arms out. And it's like you're sitting in his arms.
Is that like Papa's and beer?
No, it's a very popular couch. Like, you know, love sacks were popular back in the day, but nobody's got one now.
Kiss my ass.
These gorilla sectionals are huge.
One day they'll be valuable because no one ever thought to pay $1,500 for a beanbag chair. And one day you'll laugh and I go to Antiques Roadshow and sell it for like $800.
Don't email Gary Summers. He'll never answer you.
You know, is he still with us?
I don't know.
Our old friend Gary Summers. I will Google that because he was a very nice guy. He would like.
He'd be on so much.
Hook me up on the side.
I know.
Like stuff.
That only went with you, evidently.
Well, I mean, I kept a relation. Not really, you know, like just talking to him and stuff. Yeah, he's still alive. Okay, good.
Yeah. That's our relationship now.
That's how close we are. We have to Google to see if they're still with us.
I love to talk to him.
Okay. Well, he's still alive. Holler at him. Several different directions we can go. Something that kind of perturbed me, but I can get past that if you want to. Also, some questions that I have. What do you want? Perturbed or questions or what?
God, I kind of want them both.
I hate the way you say yolk. We're egg talking yolk? About egg. Oh, you do the L in yolk.
How do you say it?
I just said it. Yolk. It's like joke with a Y. But you're over here talking about yolks.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yolk.
You big from yolk. Here. Talk like it.
Okay, but you don't say golf. You say golf.
Golf.
It's yolk. Golf.
It ain't golf.
We're going to play golf and eat egg yolks.
Goff was former head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. Right, Paige? Ray Goff. It wasn't Ray Goff.
There was a famous Lou Goff.
Say yolk.
Yolk.
No.
Okay, how do you say a certain pie that starts with P? And it's not that one.
You saved me.
What the hell?
The other one that's popular this time of year.
Well,
I say pecan.
But I say pecan pie, but if talking about the ice cream, it's butter pecan. I don't go butter pecan.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Yes.
You can't mix and match
also
it.
Also like pecan boo.
You can't mix and match it to fit your narrative, sir.
I have to. It's like, I mean, again, I always say, like, imagine being in this country and reading, like, earlier on the screen, I had to look at it for, like, in my mind for, like, 5 minutes, probably a good 60 seconds, of trying to read the word debris.
Debris?
Well, they might not have spelled
it right. I know. It's like, no, they were spelling it right, but it was in all caps, so it looked strange. I'm like, what? What? Debris.
Because when I watched it the other day, we live in Grainville. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it did say fall for Grainville on the graphic.
Oh, yes, it did. Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, they get busy over there.
If I say yolk.
Grainville or Greenville?
Grain.
Yolk.
If I say yolk, I think, you know, somebody who's jacked up, like at the gym.
Oh.
Like, you know, where Party Man Dan used to do his cocaine.
Right. In the back room.
Oh, that dude's yoked.
Watching surveillance cameras and doing coke. Also, the other question is, truthfully, is, you know, if we went back to go back to the 6 o'clock hour, I was sick on Friday. I think I had regular flu. I didn't have the freebie test disease.
Round bottle flu.
Nope, not that either. You know, I'd surprise you on that. I've done really good with it.
Really?
That. Yeah. Yeah.
You did text me say you were sick as hell.
Well, I mean, that wasn't a lie.
I took you at your word.
But nevertheless, football picks. I mean, what do we do?
Well, I mean, we're getting to the point.
Because you can't really get mad at me because I was sick. I could have come to work and got you sick too.
Mm-mm.
But I thought of y'all.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I thought of y'all. I said, I don't want to. Paige works 18 jobs. Fat boy, football weekend. He loves to gamble. I don't want to ruin his weekend.
I'm sure it was up to some people. They'd be like, you know, she was. Anonymously, of course. Would you come in and try to chance it, see if you get people sick or not? Yeah, you know.
No.
It's cool.
If I you know me, I believe that, like, I mean, this is I love doing this.
This is actually a good question that you bring up.
What, like, how do we handle it? What would happen if are you in fantasy football?
Just daily. Daily fantasy.
You're not in a league?
No.
Like with others?
I can't do it like that.
You don't do championship belts and rings?
No. It's got to be daily for cash, nothing else.
So what would happen if Tony didn't come to the whatever and do his picks? Like, he lost all those, right?
Yeah, like if you got a guy who's on a bye week and you don't sub him out, you just don't get those points. You take that L. So, but the thing is, we're getting to the point to where this is going to be the last full month. Like, you know,
full.
Yeah, because the first week of December, usually you got your conference championship games, you got the Army Navy game after that.
We like to spend time with family and friends around Christ's birthday.
Yeah, we weren't going to be able to pick, but, you know, only a couple weeks in December anyway.
Yeah.
And then we said we weren't going to carry it over to the new year. So we're at the point to where you could skip a week and then go into that first week of December, or you can call it a wash because. I'd say how it's trending now. Paige lost the first two. She's on track to lose the third one.
Well, that's not fair.
Like, do you want to punish her three times?
My picks are not good.
I never watch football.
Well, I didn't watch any this weekend. I slept through everything. Like, I told Fatboy, Saturday I slept the whole day, like five different times. It was like every couch to chair to bed, the couch to chair. I could not get comfortable. I don't know what the hell was going on.
He couldn't
I wasn't out. Drunk, though, or nothing like that.
Yeah.
It was just like.
Couldn't get his banky.
Miserable.
Body aches. I've been there.
Yeah.
Where you can't get comfortable.
I mean, look, Paige is only two games out. She's in last place.
Then why don't we just.
Do you want to keep going? Like, I'm good either way.
At all?
Yeah, because I feel like.
Well, that makes me feel like I'm such a loser. And
I'm the one who got sick and ruined it.
Well, you are a two-time loser.
Oh, two in a row.
I feel like she's going to lose again.
But if this text says, give Matt L's on all the games, but these two never picked because there was no show.
Yeah, nobody picked.
So it's not like, you know, it's a guaranteed. I mean, I'm up for whatever. I didn't get sick on purpose, certainly. Mark screamed at me when I told him I was not going to be there. He literally called and cussed me out.
He did not.
Yes.
If you got.
I'm kidding.
I mean, I would go off of a vote, whatever people wanted to vote for, but we would only be backing it up a week. So we would pick through the end of the month, and to either make up for the week, we would pick the first week in December, which would be more pro games, or we would just lose that week.
What if because I just don't it's not out of like anything, like I care more about you than I do Fatboy Paige or anything. Like, I just don't want to punish you again. Especially the ones you've done have been pretty gnarly. I mean,
you put on, like, you know,
what
like
she thought
underwear.
Was doo-doo on her face.
Oh, and then
you basically had, like, electricity in your butt crack.
Yep, you had the crapper zapper.
Very uncomfortable.
You can see her video on our social media.
I don't know how you would top that.
So what if you equal our... Yeah, see, I don't want to screw myself, but I also want to make it entertaining and fun. So what if you even me and Paige out? I mean, it sets you up to win, though.
What if I still lose? It doesn't matter.
Wouldn't that suck?
I don't want to lose.
I don't either, but I also
don't
want
to
hurt you.
Neither do I.
But then again, I don't want to overshadow what she's already done. Just two stellar punishments.
That's true. Like, you're good at them. I mean, you are.
I'm good at losing.
You show how hardcore you are.
Not hardcore.
Like, if I was getting tased up my butt crack, which I have a long one. I don't know if you've heard. I have a tall butt crack. It's very strange. I mean, that was pretty rough. But there again, like, it was not something that I don't know why I feel guilty.
It wasn't pleasant, I can tell you that.
No, absolutely not.
We might have a deciding factor on the phone.
No, he's going to be mean.
We got a couple people we can talk to about it, if you want to. Because I don't really know what else, besides skipping that week. And
are they gamblers?
Oh, yeah, one for sure.
Kenny Rogers is on hold.
Oh, no. He left us.
That's right.
Rest in peace. I did meet him in Myrtle Beach in 1995. No pictures. No cameras back then.
No photo ops.
But I swear to God, it happened.
I believe you. That's where I met Hans Sol and Ronnie Garvin at the Pavilion parking lot. It was really him. I was like, hey, Mr. Garvin.
Where's Jimmy Jam? I want to wear his gloves.
You know, we're not really related. All right. All right. We'll get some kind of... I don't want to, like, blow it into a whole thing either. I mean, it's like either... This is it or not.
Look, if it went away and the powers that be were like, you cannot do it anymore, what we've done this season is, you know, pretty good to stand on.
But it's all been her, Paige.
Like, do you want to do just a one-off punishment one day? Or it's just you getting punished?
No.
That's
Why
what
would
it sounds
he get
like.
Punished?
It sounds like you want to keep going.
No, I want you to lose.
It can't happen.
Because I've got a... If I could tell you what the punishment was and you could step outside of your body and appreciate it for what it was, you'd be like, give it to me, man. I'd do it for the show.
I'm the only one you can do it to?
But I can't. Yes, absolutely.
You couldn't do it to her?
No. Oh. Not, it's not anything sexual or whatever, but like she doesn't have... It, well, no.
As far as we know.
This is completely made for you. So... But nevertheless, we'll talk to, I believe we have Paul Tagliabue III on hold. So we'll find out who we got on hold. We'll figure it out. And it is The Rise, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise, Guys Morning Show.
The Rise, Guys.
All the stars are coming out today. Mm-hmm. All the legendaries.
Oh, you ain't lying.
If I look up and I see P1 Blind Luck on hold, I'm really going to freak out. Let's just go in order of who's been waiting the longest. And that goes to the legendary P1 Looper, Tim.
Oh, you heard that right, stud.
How's it going?
You heard right, stud.
Well, I like what you're just chilling out.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way you can figure this out. There has to be.
You do fantasy football. What I mean... But see, if one person didn't show up or whatever, then they would get losses.
Oh, they'd definitely take the L.
Yeah.
But we would all have
variables are different.
We would all have to take the L.
Correct.
And then we'd still have the same standings.
Yes, like in a proverbial world, Paige could have got all her picks correct and then got out of the, you know, the bottom of the list of three. I mean, it's not too hard to get to the bottom in a list of three.
She should have to flash us for being last. I feel like that's what I'm hearing right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
No.
That's not.
I feel like that's what Looper is trying to tell us.
Putting words in my mouth, fat boy.
I'll be glad it's just words, Tim. Tim.
That's true.
What do you wanted to comment, or at least it says here, you wanted to comment on the monkey situation down the lower part of the state?
Well, I just think it's freaking insane. It's the same bastards that bit me when I was 1984.
That's
when
right.
I was in Korea. It's the same freaking, I'm trying not to cuss, the same monkeys. It's
why did they bite you?
The what was it?
Rhesus macaque?
Well,
yes, the rhesus macaque. But I talked to my mom a little bit more about it to get some. I need to ask more questions because I don't know exactly where I got bit. But apparently, it was at a zoo, a zoo. But it was a baby, and there was a mom. And apparently, I was the baby, and I were having, you know, touching through the fence, and then I got attacked.
You start foaming at the mouth or anything?
Do you have a tail?
Hell, I don't know. It was 1984. I don't remember shit.
Looper!
Looper, you know better.
Of all people.
He said he was trying not to, but I guess that's his end of year resolution is to cuss like hell.
His lovely wife, A, is probably screaming at him right
she
now.
Is. Oh, she is.
I would. Tim!
Tim!
You embarrassed our family, Tim.
You
by saying that S word that's such a bad word.
Oh, boy.
See, I don't know if Big's going to unload on us. I got to let it build back up.
Oh, they're both on here?
If I told you it's the day of
it
it's
is
like the Met Gala, all the stars are coming out.
If we get big, he may be like, hey, effers, what are you doing? Or he may be like Xavier Leggett, and I don't really know what he's saying.
But it sounds fun.
Did you see the video where he's dressed up like Woody from Toy Story at the kids' hospital?
I love it.
He's my new favorite player.
I love him so much. And also, what's up with Debo Samuel's attire?
Well, I know.
My
Why
God.
You got dressed like AC/DC?
No, yesterday or Sunday he was dressed like a punk rock Catholic kid.
And he's
like
grabbing the kicker by the throat.
On his own team.
He needs to calm down. What are y'all teaching him at Chapman High School?
Like Angus Young? How is he dressed?
He had like shorts and boots
on. He had
on.
Like a black Umbro shorts with like a black leather jacket and black boots with black dress socks. It was just an odd look. Like, I feel like he's been hanging around old Cam.
He had beef with Cam for a little bit.
Well, I mean, maybe it was over that last weird hat that was hanging there or something. Who knows? Tim, have you cleaned your mouth out?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, that'll never happen again.
It's okay.
You got put up restrictions by your kids.
It happens to the best of us.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's like, you know, 45 seconds of purgatory there.
Yeah. So you ask your mom, like, if she knows anything. You don't know where you got bit, though. So maybe you think this is one of those stories they just told you to keep you away from the cages at zoos? Like, you don't remember they told you that?
I don't remember it specifically, but yeah.
Nobody tried to suck the poison out.
I see the headline.
Okay, I
see. I hope not. I hope not.
Okay. All right. Tim, you have a great morning, sir. Send our best to the children. Apologize to your kids for cussing like that.
You better.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
I will. Love right. you guys.
Love you, Looper.
He's a Timbo.
All right.
Fun, man.
This guy's out of control. We need to get to him before he starts cussing. It's P1 Big Brown. Hey, Big.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I apologize for Tim cussing.
I was waiting on it.
I
tell
you, whatever you had on Friday, Matt, must have came from Jeremy Clements, because staying on point today is not y'all's strong suit.
Oh, man. Is it not been good?
No, it's good. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know. I mean, I started that one thing earlier about P. Diddy, and I was like, now what was I even saying about that?
But the whole 7 o'clock hour came off of one damn headline story.
Off 30 minutes earlier, too. Yeah. So, Big, you're a big fantasy football gambler person. Like, what should, I mean, if your wife's listening, you're not, but like, what are you, how should we handle this? Yeah.
Let me ask one question. Let me pull the curtain to the side a little bit here for Looper. Did Paige happen to email her picks to you?
You know what, though? She did ask me if she should. And I said, no, don't worry about it. Oh. Because we didn't do, at that point, we didn't do any, like anybody had picks.
No.
I sent them.
You emailed them.
Yeah.
You did email them. And I did not respond. So
we didn't do an email backup like we had previously.
Yeah. So,
well, then I'm going to have to say all three of you get punished.
Oh, hang on now.
Then they're going to have heat on me for being sick.
Well,
like
you're
an instigator.
I mean,
not big.
Paige did reply back, hey, do I need to email my picks? And Fat Boy was like, no, don't worry about it. So Fat Boy takes a loss on that one. Matt didn't email his picks. I'm giving Paige the pass here, and she has to decide your two punishments.
But we wasn't even on the end of getting punished.
Hey, look, I'm not happy about it neither, but
Biggie worse than Goodell.
You're supposed to be my friend.
Yeah.
Something Goodell would.
Paige, I am your friend. You're not getting punished.
Okay, you are my friend. I appreciate it.
Paige secretly likes it.
She does. Really does. I think she wants to get dominated on the butt again or near.
Yeah.
Probably.
By a woman this time.
Yeah. Why am I such a kinky person? I don't know why you say that.
Your shrink asked the same question.
You notice how she was kind of giggling when you accidentally shocked her butt crack?
Yeah.
No, it hurt.
That was only on two then. Like, I eventually got it up to level five. I wouldn't go any further.
It hurt, but all of us went.
Look at Big.
People really hate me and want me dead. I see.
Well, they just want me dead. Like, nobody wants me to flash them. Oh, no. I'm so busy.
Hit the laugh button now. That was good.
I'm just so busy. Nobody wants to see you, kid.
Big.
You're the man, Big.
Lord, man.
That's a busy.
I'm crying.
Oh, Lord.
That was well worth the $5 or whatever.
Oh, my God. I had tears.
Big, you have a blessed
Lord,
morning.
Help me so much. I just don't know what to do with myself. Nobody likes me. I'm so busy.
He rip-shot it on the way out.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. Oh.
Big, have a great morning,
this
sir.
This is B1 Big Brown signing out.
See you, Big. He's going to go put out some fires now.
Big Brown in North Carolina. Oh,
tears rolling down my face. I laugh so hard.
He does a good impression of you.
God.
Because remember, she said to me, she's like, when you do an impression of me, you make me sound like my tongue's not right or something.
Boy, if every day was like today, it'd be fun to get up early.
Excuse me.
That has been rather fun.
Oh, it has been fun.
All right. We will break here. We'll come back another hour's worth of the Rise Guys. So stand by. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.